Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Jungle, where we are going to swing through the vines to find a way to get you to save the most money on your home loan, whether it be a buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan. Maybe you want an FHA loan, a VA loan, a jumbo loan. That's what this show is all about, sharing with you the different ways that you can get yourself into a mortgage at the lowest cost possible here in DFW, now and in the future. Make sure you get in touch with me early today. My name is Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com, and you can text me, different number today, 214-458-5212. That's the text 9, 214-458-5212. Text me at that number. I'll be happy to share with you the ways that you might be able to save some money. A lot of things are changing. You know, we have an election coming up, and we don't know what the impacts are going to be after the election. I'm assuming we're going to have a lot of the same stuff after. The federal government's in a certain situation right now. They have a lot of debt. They printed a lot of money during COVID. They've, you know, ever since 2008, there's been a lot. Well, I would say since 9/11, there's been tens and tens of trillions of dollars printed and tens of trillions of dollars of debt taken on by the federal government. And as this goes into the new administration, whichever one it may be, it's going to have different impacts. But you know what? We're all in the middle of it right now in terms of your inflationary issues that you're dealing with buying food and buying other things. But the point is this, mortgage rates, the Federal Reserve dropped mortgage. No, I almost messed up there. The Federal Reserve dropped the overnight rate about a month ago. And when they drop that overnight rate, for all of you that are tuning in for the first time, that was a rate that banks can lend each other money overnight. That's the overnight rate. That's the rate that the Federal Reserve suggests that banks charge each other if they're going to give each other a one-day loan or an overnight loan. So that would determine the speed of flow of money. Now, the higher that rate is, then the more banks got to charge each other overnight for money. That usually slows down the flow of money. When there's inflation, the Federal Reserve tries to slow down the flow of money by increasing that overnight rate. Mortgage rates are tied to different things. Mortgage rates are whatever you're going to pay and whatever your 401k wants to get in a portfolio. Maybe it's your pension fund. Maybe it's an insurance company you're giving money to. They have a lot of cash sitting around. They usually invest in some AAA securities. One of them is considered a mortgage bond. Mortgage rates have risen 0.5% since the Federal Reserve dropped rates overnight by 0.5%. So many people leading up to the Federal Reserve saying they were going to lower the overnight rate said, we're waiting for the Federal Reserve to lower rates. They do not lower mortgage rates unless they're going to buy mortgage bonds. If the Federal Reserve came out and said, we're going to buy a whole bunch of mortgage bonds, then yes, mortgage rates might drop. But mortgage rates have risen 0.5% since the day the Federal Reserve said they're dropping rates 0.5%. Mortgage rates were lower in the 6 weeks leading up to the Federal Reserve dropping the overnight rate. And I let people know on this show that be careful what you ask for, because when the Federal Reserve says we're going to lower rates, that speeds up the flow of money, which increases the potential of inflation. If you at home, your pension fund, your insurance companies think that there's going to be longer term inflation because there's going to be more money out there, more money means potential for more inflation, then your long term rates like mortgages can go up. If everyone sees that inflation is going up, then your mortgage rates are going to go up. And so long-term investors do not want low rates of 3% or 4% returns when inflation is 7, 8, 9, 10%, if that's the case. So, you know, it's interesting because when I brought that up on the show and I talked about this in the exact same way I am right now, I got two different kinds of texts in the same day. I'm discussing finance. I'm discussing the flow of money. I'm discussing interest rates. The day I talked about this, when the Federal Reserve, the week after the Federal Reserve had done this, I got two texts. One said, it's very clear by your discussion that you're voting for Kamala. The other one, that right after that, said, it's very clear by your discussion that you're voting for Donald Trump. I'm explaining to you how money flows, and if the federal government overspends money, it will cause inflation. That is the fact. If they overspend and the dollar becomes worthless, if a dollar becomes worthless, you're going to be paying more for things because the value of the dollar goes down. That is the facts. And it doesn't matter who's in office. Every president I've seen has printed a lot of money. Every one of them that I've seen since about Ronald Reagan has printed all kinds of money. Everyone's been printing money. Trillions of dollars. When every administration that gets into office now prints $4 to $5 trillion. Every administration I've seen has done this. And it happened in 2008, and it happened when Barack came in, and it happened when Trump came in, and it happened during COVID, and it's happening now. So, you know, that's just the way that the federal government works. And you got to understand that right now your mortgage rates are up 0.5% since the Federal Reserve dropped the overnight rate. What does that mean? Your mortgage rates, they were down in the sixes, right? We got rates back down in the sixes. You know, a lot of people with conventional loans had potential of getting some rates in the sixes. Some FHA loans. We even saw some rates from an FHA. Some people were getting rates in the high fives. And now they're risen a little bit. So about 0.5%. And so yesterday we saw a bump this week, for example, these last 10 days, we've seen the mortgage rates rise over 0.25%. So get yourself ready now. Get yourself prepared, because who knows what's going to happen with mortgage rates, but if you're trying to get yourself into a home, you want to work with a company that's going to make sure you're getting the information correct. Because I can tell you this much, I know banks and loan officers at banks are telling their clients not to lock their loans because the Federal Reserve is going to drop rates, which is the worst advice you can possibly have. That means people are giving you advice they don't know what they're talking about. And so they're giving you, they actually believe, loan officers at banks believe that mortgage rates drop when the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate. I've seen it move the opposite way 90% of the time. I've seen it now long term. if there's long-term deflation, if there's long-term mortgage rates going down or long-term inflation is going down, if long-term that's the expectation, if there's a long-term expectation that the price of things is going to go down, then people might expect and want a 3% return on their portfolio. If you want to give your neighbor some money and get a 3% return per year, do you think that's a good rate? Then yeah, expect mortgage rates to go down. If you think inflation's here to stay, I don't think mortgage rates are going anywhere. And so what you're seeing right now is what you're going to expect for a while, unless there's some catastrophe. The thing that would cause mortgage rates to drop suddenly is that there was a major catastrophe, 9/11, 2008, a financial catastrophe, COVID catastrophe. These are the things that have caused mortgage rates to go down. Unless you're expecting a major catastrophe or unless you see one happening right now in front of you, mortgage rates are not going anywhere except potentially up. And so if you think 6.5 or 7 or 7.5 is bad, then you're probably not going to get a mortgage loan for a while. If you think, wow, this is where it's going to be for a while, then people are going to jump in and get that mortgage loan. I'm here to give you the truth. I'm here to give you my feedback, my experiences over the last several decades of being in this industry, watching what rates do when the Federal Reserve is anticipating things. I have been right about 90% of the time. My biggest thing I was wrong on was during COVID when everything was being collapsed. I thought there might be, until they printed tens of trillions of dollars, I thought that rates could have gone down sooner. I didn't think rates were going to go up as fast as they did. But I couldn't see what was going on during that time. But you know what? In starting TexasHoney.com and running TexasHoney.com, I need to be 6 months to 2 years ahead of the game in terms of understanding what's coming. I don't see mortgage rates moving on you very much. I see mortgage rates being right about where they are right now. And until you hear, when you start hearing, we're going to print another $2 to $4 trillion, expect your mortgage rates are going to go up. When you start hearing, we're going to print $2 to $4 trillion, then expect mortgage rates to go up. Now, there's plenty of things going on in the economy that give a lot of people a lot of question marks of what's actually going on. Certain aspects of the economy are doing great. Certain aspects of the economy aren't. Mortgage, listen to this. Your mortgage world, the mortgage industry is at a 40-year low. Since the 1980s, the mortgage industry has not been as low as it is right now. Home purchases have not been as low as they have been right now since 1980s. And so we're one of the areas where, yeah, things have slowed down a lot. But other areas, there's a lot of money flying around. And so depending on where you are in the world, you're thinking, wow, things are great or things are really awful. So you know what? Mortgage rates, I see if there is anything awful that's going to come out, I think that you're going to see some more money printing. So that's what I see happening regardless of who gets in office. I see that coming. Hopefully for you, you trying to get that home loan, you have a way to go, and that's TexasHoney.com. If you're trying to get that cash out of your home, because I know this much, holidays are here. You're 1 month away from a Thanksgiving dinner and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You have other holidays, Christmas, New Year's, all around the corner. And so a lot of you, that causes stress, especially with the cost of things, the way they are right now. And some of you are paying 30%. I read this week that credit card interest rates are at an all-time high. Credit card interest rates are at an all-time high. There are credit cards that are over 30%. People are paying over 30% on some credit cards. Some of you are at 20%. Some of you are at 25 or 30. But if you're paying 25 to 30% on credit cards and you have $20,000 of credit card debt or $30,000 of credit card debt or more, because I've seen it all, we've seen it all. We've seen all your credit card debt. And if you're paying 30% on that, you're paying $10,000 a year just in interest. If you have $30,000 of credit card debt at 30%, you're paying nearly $30,000, or you're paying nearly $10,000 a year just in interest on your credit card debt. What if you can drop that interest by 75%? What if you can drop the interest rate that you're paying on your debt by 75%? And so instead of you paying $10,000 or $9,000 a year, what if that would only be $3,000 a year? What if you could save $6,000 a year in credit card interest payments? What if that went back in your pocket? What if you could take that money and then apply it towards your mortgage? What if you could take $500 a month instead of giving it to interest at a bank What if you could be, or a credit card, what if you could apply that $500 a month towards your mortgage or towards food or towards a new car or towards something for your children? That's what a cash out refinance can do for you. Text me your questions at 214-458-5212. 214-458-5212. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, send me the following information. Because mortgage rates, again, I expect mortgage rates can continue to rise. I expect that that's a potential that is right there in your wheelhouse because they have risen continually every week since the Federal Reserve has dropped rates. Mortgage rates have gone up every single week. And so if you think that you want to get the rate where it is right now before it goes up anymore, you can call TexasLending.com. You can go online and apply or at least get your information in there. You can text me your question at 214-458-5212. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start taking your questions here and answering them for you. Give me the following information. Well, I'll give that information for you when you get back, but just text me your questions and I'll get to them on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you text me your questions, 214-458-5212, 214-458-5212. If you're looking for that home equity loan, that cash-out refinance, so many people need to get things done. I know I've been doing things around my house. Things are not cheap. To do things to fix up the house, sometimes you need to get that home equity loan to get it done. Maybe you're planning a sale of your home sometime in the near future. maybe you want to get things fixed up because they're falling apart, and you want that home equity loan, text me your following information. Send me your current balance on your mortgage. Some of you have no balance. Some of you have paid it off. Send me your the value of your home. So the current balance on your mortgage, the value of your home. And then two other pieces of information. Send me your current credit score or about where you think it is and your current interest rate you're paying on your mortgage. I'll give you an idea of whether a first lien or a second lien is a good idea for you. Maybe whether a fixed rate or a home equity line of credit, which are usually adjustable rates, a home equity line of credit or a fixed rate second lien is best for you. And that's on the home equity front. If you're thinking about buying a home now or in the near future, if you're thinking about buying a home, send me the following information: your current yearly income, as well as your current credit score and your expected down payment. I want to give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford. And when I'm talking to you about buying a home, I'm going to give you the following information here. Now, just know in the mortgage world, believe it or not, when a mortgage company talks about the expected down payment, for example, in an ad, let's say what you're hearing an ad on the radio for mortgage companies. That's why you don't hear much about down payments on radio ads. Because when a mortgage company gives a down payment on a radio ad, they need to as well share with you the closing costs, the interest rate, the payment, the loan size, the credit score requirements, the APR. They have to go through a litany of, you know, all the different things that you're going to probably see in a mortgage. So when a mortgage company is discussing down payments, that's why you don't hear them in ads. But on this show, we have time to go over these things. There are these different loan programs. You have USDA loans. Those are rural loans. Those of you that are in the outskirts and you're driving down the road and you can either smell or see a cow, you're probably in potential to get a USDA loan. A USDA loan offers zero down mortgages for people in rural areas, for people that don't have the down payment requirement for a conventional loan. For example, a conventional loan, you might need 3 or 5% down in many cases. If you're a first-time home buyer, there are some 3% down loans for conventional loans. 5% down would be if you're not a first-time home buyer. There are some down payment assistance programs that come with those. If you have that down payment that you can qualify for a conventional loan, then you're not going to qualify for a USDA loan. A USDA loan has asset limitations. If you have enough money for a down payment for a conventional loan, then the zero down USDA loan does not qualify. And there are also income limitations. As long as you are under a certain income limitation or a certain income for your area that you're living in, then you might qualify. So it's an income and an asset limitation, and you may qualify for 100% financing on a USDA loan. USDA loan has different mortgage insurance than you're going to find on an FHA loan or a conventional loan. So USDA loans has a different APR, different mortgage insurance that comes along with it from the USDA, but has that 100% financing option. Conventional loans, you're looking at 3 to 5% down, 3% down being for a first-time home buyer. You may even qualify for these loans where the new jumbo loan limit next year. The new jumbo loan limit is going up, and right now, for example, someone might say, "I want a $700,000 loan, and so I'm a first-time home buyer." Well, you might qualify for that new jumbo loan, or you might qualify for that conventional loan with 3% down. First-time home buyers, by the way, for everyone that's listening, first-time home buyer is someone who has not been in the mortgage world, is someone who has not been on title to a home in the last 3 years. Let's say you sold a home 5 years ago, haven't owned a home in 5 years. You may qualify as a first-time home buyer if you have not been on title to a home in the last 3 years. And so the conventional loans, again, come with private mortgage insurance if you're not putting 20% down. There are ways to get around mortgage insurance, having to pay mortgage insurance on the conventional loan. As long as your first loan, you can get, people say, how do you get around paying PMI? You can get more than one loan to buy a home. I didn't know. When I was buying my first home, I had no idea, but we're not thinking about this. You have so many things to think about. You have so many things going on in your day and just trying to get by. You're not thinking about all the ways to buy a home. When you're buying a home, you can get more than one loan. And if you're going to do it on one loan, let's say you're going to put 5% down, you're going to get a first lien of 95% of the home value, a first lien, a first loan. If you're going to get two loans, you might get a first lien and a second lien. For example, when you buy a home, you might get one loan of up to 80% of the value, and you can get another loan of 15% of the value. So people would say, I'm going to get a first lien and a second lien. They call it that an 80-15-5. You're putting 5% down. You're getting 80% first lien and a 15% second lien. That's one way to avoid PMI. But if you're not going to get that second lien, if you're not going to put 20% down or get a second lien, you're going to pay mortgage insurance. They're going to have different rates than you're going to find on USDA. And so your FHA loans are going to require 3.5% out-of-pocket minimum. That is the requirement for FHA. There are down payment assistance programs that will cover that 3.5% for you. There are some gift funds you can get from relatives that you can get as gifts for that down payment on an FHA loan. But it has to be documented, and that 3.5% minimum out-of-pocket. In some cases, you might have to put 15% down on an FHA loan, depending on how the thing is set up. Text me your questions, 214-458-5212, 214-458-5212. Okay, let me get to your questions right now. First one that just came in. Let's see what we have here. First one, I have a home where it says value around $500,000. I owe around $200,000. So this person has $300,000 of equity. And I need several things. I do need to do work around my house. Do want to put some money in my bank, and I want to pay down some credit cards. What are my options if my current rate is around 3%? And so their current rate's at 3%. They said they want to get around $100,000 to $150,000. So if you're at 3%, I would not suggest refinancing all of this into one loan. You're at 3%. We're going to leave that all by itself. You're going to leave that alone, and you're going to get a second lien home equity loan. Now, whether it's a second lien line of credit or a second lien fixed rate, some of you can get for example, if you want to get $150,000 cash fixed, one rate right now, let's get it done. We can do that for you at TexasSunny.com. If you want to get yourself a line of credit, that might be a little bit different. One of the nice things about these second liens, by the way, the second loans, one of the great things about them, many of you don't need an appraisal for it. They're going to look at online data of the average value of homes in your neighborhood. And the underwriter is going to look at that and they're going to say, oh, we don't need, some of you need an appraisal. And it's going to depend on your credit score. It's going to depend on how much money you're borrowing. If you're not borrowing the maximum amount that you can get on a second lien, then you can get yourself into a pretty nice scenario right now where you might be able to get that no appraisal fixed cash, get it done now before the holidays, get yourself ready. And one of the people texted in and said, you know, if you think these people are going to pay off their credit cards and not do it, they're going to then roll them up again. If you don't think they're going to roll them up again, then, well, some people are in a different situation now than when they started putting money on their credit cards. Some people, yes, they're going to run them up again. I would suggest you pay them down and then you keep that extra cash you have around for that rainy day, the extra cash and the extra cash flow, so that you don't need to run up your credit cards again. However, we all have different scenarios. Make sure that you get in touch with me right now with your question. I want to be sharing. I want to look at you. I want to look at your scenario and help you. Make sure you call TexasStunning.com. Here's one right here. Bought a home in 2022. 5.8%. Percent interest rate, and they owe $480,000. It sounds like they got an adjustable. They got a 2-1 buy down. It's a 2-1 buy down. So I'm talking mortgage lingo right now. It says they got a 2-1 buy down. They started at 5. So this is how it works. Everyone hears, you ever see these ads on TV? Oh, we're going to pay $10,000 towards your closing costs, your rate. Instead of paying 7%, you're going to pay 5%. Well, that's a 2-1 buy down is when you buy your rate down for 2 years. You basically buy your rate down for the first 2 years. You're paying upfront right now cash to buy your rate down for 2 years. That's what a 2-1 buy down is. And so instead of starting at 7%, you're starting at 5%. The rate starts 2% lower than your final rate. This person here, they started at 5.8. And then the rate the second year goes up 1%. It goes to 6.8. And then the third year, it goes to 7.8. And then it stays there. That would be a 2-1 buy down. It starts 2% lower. And instead of them taking 7.8% right up front, they bought their rate down. They basically paid the interest up front. It works out well, for example, if you can get a seller of the house to contribute towards buying your rate down. What kind of sellers do that? Home builders do that. Home builders might say, we're going to buy your rate down for the first 2 years. If you use our mortgage company, they throw that kind of carrot at you. Well, we'll buy your rate down for the first 2 years. You see that a lot from home builders. Sellers that have a lot of equity that want to get their home sold now might contribute towards your closing costs. We see a lot of that going on as well. This person says they owe $480,000 on their home. And right now their credit score is at 720. So they had a credit score of 650 when they bought the home. Now their credit score is 720. So their credit score has gone up. They want to look at a 15-year and their income is $325,000. So they have a $575,000 home value. They owe $480,000. What's strange is it seems like they don't, it's not strange. They're in that, they don't have 20% equity in their home yet. They don't have quite 20% equity. And so they're probably paying on some kind of mortgage insurance on this thing. With their 720 score, they're currently paying 7.8. They should, this person should, be able to find an interest rate nearly 1% lower than they're paying. This is a big deal. They have a loan of $480,000. So how many of you are sitting at home right now? Listen to this. You're sitting at home. You have a loan of $480,000. If you drop your mortgage rate by 1%, you may reduce your interest payments by $400 a month. If you have a $480,000 loan, and you reduce the rate by 1%, you may reduce the interest payments that you're paying monthly by up to $400 per month. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. If you got a loan in the last couple of years and your rate's above 7.5, it may be time to refinance. I would call our office right now. I would go online, get us your information. We'll text you. We'll schedule a time. The greatest thing about getting your information online is we start texting you about, hey, when's a good time to meet? Let's talk at 8 o'clock tonight. Let's talk at 9 in the morning. That's the point of getting your information online, or you can call our office at TexasLending.com. Go online right now, 972-387-4600. If you want to text me your questions, text me to 214-458-5212, 214-458-5212. Going to take a break, come back, answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here sharing with you ways to save money on your new home loan, whether it's a cash out refinance, a home purchase, a home equity loan. Make sure you get in touch with us here at TexasLending.com. Maybe you're looking for a VA loan. We have great deals on VA loans. I make sure that we have great offers for you, better than you're going to find at a lot of these companies. You know, I find a lot of companies out there that advertise and promote themselves as a the lender for the only lender for FHA, or we're the only lender for VA loans. And a lot of times those companies with their marketing and their the way they do things, that you end up paying more. I even see that out of just some other companies that are out there doing things. I see that sometimes you get kind of tricked into paying more than you really need to. TexasLending.com is a gimmick-free option for you. Make sure you get in touch with our staff. Go online and apply today. For example, I just had this person text in, and they said they talked to a person about getting a HELOC, and there's some coaching guy. They said a coaching guy wants $5,000 to coach them on what to do with a HELOC, and they wondered if that's a good idea. And so the person owes $166,000 on their house, and their house value is around $309,000. And so for those of you driving around, you know, if you're trying to get cash out of your home, when you do get cash out of your home, when you do close on a loan that gets cash out of your home, whether it be a home equity line of credit or cash out or whatever, refinance, the maximum amount of liens or loans you can have on your home may not exceed 80% of the value. This person has a home around $310,000 value. And so around $340,000 or $248,000 would be 80% of $310,000. And so $248,000, they owe $166,000. They have somewhere around $75,000 they can get out if they wanted to get a second lien or a HELOC or something like this. This person, they said their rate's at 3.25%. That's a great rate. We don't want to touch that. You don't want to touch that. You're at 3.25%. You can actually, you can. This person says they have $40,000 sitting around. And so they didn't want to completely lock up that by putting it towards their mortgage. I wouldn't suggest you do that. I would, they have this coaching person who wants $5,000 of this person's money to tell them what to do with their money. I would go to a financial planner and say, here's some money I have. Can I invest this? Now listen to this. This is just simple stuff. I'm not a financial planner, but I can tell you this. The 10-year treasury bond is 4.1% right now. The 10-year treasury bond, that means if you lent your money, if you gave your money to the federal government, if you loaned your money to the federal government, if you loaned your money to the federal government right now and you for 10 years, they would pay you 4.1% interest every year for 10 years. Your rate on your mortgage is 3.25%. You can get 4.1% by taking your money and investing it in just in a treasury bond. There are other places you can put money in for bonds. These are you can get municipal bonds, you can get corporate bonds, you can go to a financial planner and they can give you a safe investment strategy that pays you more than 3.25%. If you get a line of credit, in your scenario, you're going to get a line of credit up or around 9% interest rate. Who wants to pay 9% on an interest? If you're paying 30% on credit cards, yes, 9% is great. If you can get a first lien cash out refinance at 7.5%, if that was the rate you were going to pay, then yes, you can reduce your interest rates from 30% to 7.5%. But if you have cash sitting around right now and you're thinking, I don't want to tie it up by putting it towards your mortgage, I would put it towards something that can get you a return on your money. And then you can take the return on your money and invest that for more return on your money. Or, you know, you have this nice low interest rate that I would just be bleeding out over time if I were you, because if you can get a better return on your money by investing into a safe investment, then you want to talk to a financial planner and see if that's the best way to go. That's my suggestion for you. There's a lot of people that are going to charge you all kinds of money to do things that you don't need to do. You have $40,000 in cash. You don't need someone to tell you how to take your $40,000 in cash and charge you $5,000 to do with it. You give that to a financial planner, and they will tell you what to do, how to make return on that money. Okay. Next, if you have a question for me, by the way, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Go online right now. Get your information to us at TexasLending.com. We have our loan officers there to help you. Now, before the holidays hit, get that cash out refinance. They'll be there to 2-3 in the afternoon today. If you start your loan now, it'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to get through your information. You can scan. The great thing about a mortgage now is you can scan in your W-2s. You can scan in your pay stubs. You can scan that information to us. It'll go directly into our portal. Your mortgage information will be in there. We can start processing your loan by Monday. By the time kids are going back to school on Monday, before the Halloween hits, before you got to pay $500 for a bag of candy to hand out to kids for Halloween, then you need to get started today by going online, getting information to our staff, and we'll start your loan today. By Monday, this can be going. So talk to your spouse about it. If you don't have a spouse, and just get going on your mortgage right now, and we'll be happy to help you at TexasLending.com. And we're not going to charge you $5,000 just to give you an idea of what you should do on your mortgage. Okay. It's a free application. It's free to get your information in there. Then we send you a quote. We say, here's what your rate would be, and here's how it would look. Here's how your closing costs would look. Here's how your mortgage would look. Once you decide what you want to do, then you sign your application, and before now and closing, 90% of you are going to pay for one thing out of pocket. That is for your appraisal on your home. Until that loan closes, TexasLending.com doesn't get paid. TexasLending.com only gets paid once your loan is funded, and once it's funded, then the loan servicing starts, and loan servicing is where the mortgage company gets paid. Okay, most of the time. Okay, I'm looking at the text here. Good morning. We have a high interest credit cards. Yes, a lot of us do. And don't be fooled. That neighbor of yours you're looking at, who you think is flush, also has credit card. And there are some people who have their stuff paid off, but majority of people have debt. We have been in our home for 21 years and have equity. The current interest rate on our current mortgage is 2.6. So they won. They won the COVID interest rate award. Okay, so they got 2.6. We would like a cash out refinance. Our mortgage balance is 330 and our home value is 800K. Let's all do the math. What's 80% of 800K? That's 640K. So 80% of 800,000 is 640. 640 is the maximum amount of loans that can be on this house once they get cash out. They owe 330K. So they have about 310K of potential value to get out of their home. As long as everything else is okay, right? I'm 71 years old and semi-retired. My husband is 64 years old and is a regional manager. Our credit scores are currently in the high 600s. They had a bankruptcy 7 years ago. That's okay for you. 7 years ago, bankruptcy is not going to impact this mortgage. The bankruptcy is no longer on our credit. We are eligible for a reverse mortgage. Yes, you are. Being over the age of 62, being over the age of 62, you may qualify for a reverse mortgage. We want to pay off our vehicles, credit card debt. I'm working to correct an IRS filing. So this person wants to know what the best thing to do. They have this 2.6% rate. Depending on what kind of income you have coming in, you said your husband is a regional VP. Depending on what kind of income you have coming in, there is the reverse mortgage, and there is also a second lien loan. You can look at a second lien line of credit. You can look at a second lien fixed rate. If you need to get a couple hundred thousand out to pay off the IRS, for you to pay off some high interest credit card debt, then you can be looking at a fixed rate second lien, just under 10% potentially, depending on just how high your credit scores are. These are credit score dependent, depending on how much money you're going to get out. You have up to $310,000 based on the information you told us here on the show. You have up to $310,000 available if your home is appraised at 800K. This will all be dependent on how your appraisal comes in and everything else, your payoff. So there are options for you. A HELOC, that's a second lien line of credit. A second lien fixed rate, home equity loan. You may also look at that reverse mortgage. These are all options for you to take a look at which one's best. Make sure you call TexasLending.com or go online, and we'll be happy to get back in touch with you. I have to take a break. And keep getting your questions into me, 214-458-5212, 214-458-5212. I am here to share information with you. The more we are informed, the more options we have to make decisions. And so the information on this show that I give out is an idea. And ideas give you hope. And ideas give you ways of saying, wait a minute, there might be a way I can get this done. And that's what information's about. And some people think this show is about saying that you have to get a home equity line of credit. Not so. Only if finance, borrow money when borrowing money makes a good long-term decision for you. And that's what this show is all about. Get me your questions, 214-458-5212. Coming back. I am of the understanding that all diets come to an end with corn chips. You're all, you know, you lose your weight. You're on that diet. Everything's going great. Your friend says, let's go to a Mexican restaurant. You sit down. You say, I'm not going to have any of those chips. Three bowls later, you just heard the commercial. I've seen that happen. It happened to me. Be careful when you're out there. Those nachos result in that home equity loan you have to get just to pay off the nachos. Get in touch with TexasLending.com today. We're happy to help. Your questions have come in. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com during the week at 972-387-4600. Go online, get your information in there today. This person says they're big fans of the show, looking for a duplex / fourplex as an investment property. Investment properties these days, folks, 20 to 25% down is the minimum you're going to find. But they want to know how they can get 10% down. I said, can we pay a higher rate to reduce our down payment? What are our options on these on this investment property? One thing many people do not know, and this is an idea for some of you, okay? Maybe you are a person that I remember when I was out of college, I wanted to find a way to buy a home and have my friends live in the home with me and pay the rent. So they were basically covering all the costs. But listen to this here, you know, a four family right now in DFW, let's just pick out a county here. Let's call it Collin County in DFW, a quadplex, a fourplex. You can get a FHA loan. Maybe you don't know this. You can get an FHA loan as a primary residence on a fourplex if you live in one of the units. You may buy under an FHA loan a quadplex up to $1,083,000. It's almost $1,084,000. Now, if you're not in Collin County, let's say you're outside of the DFW, let's say you're in Chambers County down there near Houston, and 958. That's the FHA quadplex limit. If you are down in Caldwell County near Austin, it's $1,099,000. The FHA loan limit changes in every county. That's for a fourplex. For a duplex in Collin County, $721,000. You can buy a duplex up to $721,000 as a primary residence, and the other unit can be used as an investment property. If you're going to live in one, then rent out the other. You can buy it with the 3.5% minimum down requirement on an FHA loan. The 3.5% minimum down on an FHA loan. There are different qualifications you need to have for these. You need to be able to qualify to be able to make the full payment. I know you're going to try to rent these out, but you need to be able to qualify to pay the payment of the entire two units, three units, or four units. There's triplexes, quadplexes, duplexes. They all have different loan limits. If you want to find out the FHA loan limits, go to Google. It's a thing that they have online. It's called Google. And you go there and you type it in and you say, Google, what are the FHA loan limits? And you're going to go to a website. It's HUD.gov. Housing and Urban Development. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is HUD. HUD.gov, if you go into FHA loan limits, you're going to go in there and you're going to find out just how much you can borrow in a certain county on your FHA loan. Type in your state. You'll bring up all the counties. Every county has a different FHA loan limit. The FHA loan limits are changing for 2025. They are going up, right? The numbers I gave you were for 2024. In 2025, the FHA loan limits are rising. And so you'll be able to borrow even more. This is the way, if you're trying to buy an investment property and you want to have the minimum down payment on a quadplex, if you want to be a landlord, live in one of them, and then the other one, the other two or three, you can rent out. That's my suggestion for you if you want to be going down that path. Otherwise, you're going to be looking at the standard down payment requirements these days, which are higher. Ever since COVID, you know, after COVID, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they all came out and they said that they want to make sure that homes are not going to go down in value like they did during 2008. There was a concern that when the Federal Reserve started raising rates, when the mortgage rates started rising, they thought there was going to be massive defaults. There weren't massive defaults. So they said, because of these potential massive defaults, We're going to require bigger down payments on second homes. We're going to require bigger down payments on investment properties. We're going to require higher rates. We're also going to limit the amount of cash people can get out of their house. None of that materialized. But know this. It's time to call TexasLending.com because I got to get out of here. I have to get going, and we'll be with you next week when you come back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you go online and get your information. And now, have a great football weekend. And enjoy all your time here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.